You're listening to the Wellington Mornings Podcast with Nick Mills from Newstalk ZB.
When is a last chance for a last chance? It shocks me that we're still talking about greyhound racing. Racing was suspended on Thursday at Manukau Stadium because Greyhound Racing New Zealand found a concerning increase in injuries. Those injuries led to the death of three dogs in just 1 week. One died suddenly after a race, another was euthanized after sustaining a compound fracture, and another one died due to blood clots following a spinal fracture at a racetrack. There are another three dogs that have been exploited for entertainment and for money. Head of investigations at animal welfare group SAFE, Will Appleby, said the temporary closure only shifted the risk of injuries and death to other racetracks. The injuries witnessed at this particular track are appalling, yet sadly, they're not uncommon. In 2021, nine dogs died in a nine-month period. Five died within just 16 days. That was at a racetrack in Whanganui, which was later shut down for months as they improved safety. But injuries and deaths keep piling up no matter the track. The government must recognise the urgency of the issue and intervene decisively here. We've talked about this many times on the show about injuries and deaths of greyhound dogs. Do we really need to have greyhound racing in New Zealand? I say no. The greyhound racing industry can quote millions of dollars of money to the community, 96 million to be precise. They can also quote the staff that work within the industry. They can quote their work in rehoming greyhounds. They can quote that they've done a lot in the last 18 months implementing an injury reduction strategy. But the reality is, this is a sport that injures, maims and kills dogs each year. It's an industry that has the death of dogs on its hands. Prime Minister Christopher Luxon said before the election that he believed greyhound racing should be banned. Yesterday he changed his tune. He said he would need to speak to the racing minister, Winston Peters, before making any decisions. There is no politician more favourable to the racing industry than Winston Peters. We know that a ban won't be happening if it's Winston Peters' decision. Have we got our priorities out of whack here? How is it that we stopped a multi-million dollar worldwide yachting regatta over the weekend because one dolphin was in the water? Yet we sit back and watch day after day, week after week, dogs being killed or injured. Remember Grant Robinson as racing minister in the previous government gave the industry one final unconditional warning. It's beyond me how this industry can carry on. It's as clear can be that after warning, after last chance, still dogs are put down on a regular basis. The pressure is now on Winston Peters to make the right decision and back the Prime Minister to once and for all close this industry down. Save the misery of some amazing greyhound dogs. But you know and I know that will be questionable. You know and I know that Winston Peters won't make that decision. Now is the time to act before more greyhound dogs die. Come on, Winston, step up to the plate.
For more from Wellington Mornings with Nick Mills, listen live to Newstalk ZB Wellington from 9 a.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.